Many in the month of December turn to the prophecy of Isaiah and chapter 40. For there in that chapter is a well-known prophecy concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He came into the world as prophesied there, and through him there is great blessing. Through him there is life. That well-known chapter begins with these words, comfort ye my people, saith your God, comfort ye. And we see there that the Lord desired Isaiah and others and gospel ministers today to bring messages of comfort to the people. How we need such a message in these days. We look out on our nation and many are suffering because of the virus. There's great sorrow. And we hear of certain believers who know great sorrow in their hearts and they're suffering. Some have lost loved ones. Well, our hearts go out to them. But the Lord in his great mercy desires his people at this present time to be comforted. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. In 2 Corinthians, we read that God is the God of all comfort, and that brings us great hope, even at this time. He is the God of all comfort. Well, in Isaiah 40, where we have just read those words, we're led to consider the Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 11 we read, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd, he shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. And we see there the Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd, and how he shepherds his flock, his people. He is the good shepherd, as he made plain in John chapter 10, who gave his life for the sheep. He so loved them, and he so cares for them at this present time. He's alive in the glory. Our faith is not in vain. And there he looks down upon his people, and his heart is touched with the feeling of their infirmities. He cares for them. We read that we are to cast our care upon him, for he careth for us. We think of God there, and we can think of God the Son, our wonderful shepherd. Oh, what a shepherd he is, and how he cares, and how he shepherds his people. We read, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. He feeds his people. He brings them to the rich green pastures, that they might know a blessing, that they might be fed. How the Lord feeds us through his word. The Holy Spirit takes the word and applies it, and we know that food for the soul, and we know comfort. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. And we know comfort and help. We're sustained through the word. Oh, what Christ does for our souls. He is the good shepherd. He feeds his flock like a shepherd. We read, he shall gather the lambs with his arm. New converts. He gathers them in his arms, but also young ones. Little children who come to faith. He gathers them in his arm. What a lovely picture that is. The shepherd holding the lamb. Oh, I feel like a little lamb held in the arms of Jesus. What a blessing to be held by Jesus at this present time. We know sorrow, we know distress, but oh, take comfort. His arms are underneath us. We are held in his arms, held near his heart. He so loves us. He has such a heart for us. We are dear to him. That's so amazing. We read further, and shall gently lead those that are with young. We think there of the ewes, those that have the young. He gently leads, and we can consider those who have burdens. Oh, he gently leads them on. Oh, such love, such tender care. You may have your burdens at this time. Turning your eyes upon Jesus, consider the great shepherd, how he gently leads you on. Through the valleys, through the fords, He gently leads you on. He doesn't depart. He will not forsake. He's with you. He is such a shepherd. Oh, consider his tender leading there in verse 11. One day we will come to the valley. He will not forsake us there, we who love him. He will lead us through that time, and then he will welcome us home to heaven. What a wonderful thought. The first one I will see in heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ, my shepherd. I think of those words in Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. What a privilege to be able to say that and to sing it. The Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. I have a shepherd who will be my guide even unto death. He will help me. Dear child of God, you have a wonderful shepherd at your side. Lean on him. Trust in him. These are words full of comfort here in Isaiah 40. May you know that comfort this evening hour. If you're not a Christian, oh, that you would turn unto Christ. He gives you the invitation, this loving and affectionate invitation. Come unto me. Oh, that you would go by way of faith, that you would believe in him and repent of your sins. And you'll prove him, if you do, to be such a wonderful shepherd, such a wonderful saviour, such a wonderful friend who will help you in life, who will help you at the end of life, and then welcome you home to heaven. These are words of comfort. May we know the comfort of the word tonight. May we know the comfort of the great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you.